From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Richard Moody is reporting for the Columbia Green Media. Columbia County officials are making plans to redirect $423,000 in state funds to contract with four attorneys for nighttime arraignment services to be provided countywide. The attorneys would act as on-call independent contractors and to be paid no more than $35,000 a year. The Columbia County Board of Supervisors Public Safety Committee approved the request as submitted by County Public Defender D.J. Cornelius this week. This program is a state-mandated service, Cornelius said. He said, and I quote, "The state is phasing this in. I've been talking with the state since February. I told them I would not move forward until it was funded," end quote. The night attorneys will provide arraignment services on call for judges in all 22 towns and village courts in Columbia County. The Greene County Public Defender's Office started providing support for nighttime and weekend arraignments October 1st. That office uses attorneys already employed by the public defender for night and weekend shifts to cover the courts in the towns of Coxsackie, Athens, Cairo, and Catskill, in addition to the village of Catskill. Greene County received more than $557,000 from the state to use over a three-year period to launch the program. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Diane Valden is reporting for the Columbia paper on the opening earlier this month of the Columbia Land Conservancy's 11th Public Conservation Area in Columbia County. The Overmountain Public Conservation Area is located in southeastern Ankrum and covers 1,700 acres. It is the largest conservation area in the county. Founded in 1986, the nonprofit CLC works with the community to conserve the farmland, forest, wild habitat, and rural character of Columbia County. Overmountain consists of 3 acres, Round Ball Mountain, Fox Hill, and Kite Hill. The property was acquired by CLC through purchase and donation over several years in 3 phases. The property, with 10 trails, follows the ridgeline above the Harlem Valley, offers views of the Taconic Range to the east and Catskill Mountains to the west, with the entire Hudson Valley in between. The conservation area also includes several hundred acres of grassy fields, a habitat for grassland birds. The site is home to the Savannah Sparrow, Bobolink, Monarch Butterfly, Black Bear, White-tailed Deer, Bobcat, Two-Lined Salamander, Wood Turtle, and Wood Frog. Overmountain is now open to the public dawn to dusk, 365 days a year. The Kite Hill entrance is located at 138 Catalano Road. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Police are reporting a spat of car break-ins in Columbia, Dutchess, and Rensselaer counties, according to 2 press releases published by Bill Williams for WCTW-FM. Greenport police are warning shoppers to refrain from leaving valuable items in plain sight inside their vehicles. In the cases reported, car windows were broken out and valuables taken. The Red Hook Police Department reported the theft of a purse from a parked car after the window was smashed. According to Red Hook Police, similar thefts have occurred at Bard College and in Rhinebeck. The offenders are believed to be using a punch tool to gain entry, and they look for vehicles where contents are visible from the front seats. The thefts are thought to be the work of a group that is known to operate up and down the East Coast. Residents are asked to report any suspicious activity to their local police department. Rick Carlin is reporting for the Times Union a bill that would require private schools in New York to report incidents of sex abuse by teachers or other staffers to police has been sent to Governor Andrew Cuomo for signature. The measure would impose the same reporting requirements on private educational institutions that public schools have been subject to for 20 years. Mary Pulido, executive director of the New York State Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Children, said, and I quote, "This is a big loophole that needs to be closed. People just took for granted that when abuse occurred in a private school, it had to be reported," end quote. Parochial school officials say they support the legislation. Conference spokesman Dennis Poust said, and I quote, "This bill is a no-brainer and a critical tool in protecting children. The Catholic Conference urges the governor to sign it immediately," end quote. The legislation comes as pressure grows to increase the age when child victims can sue their abusers in civil court. That proposed legislation, known as the Child Victims Act, would be in addition to the education law, which covers the reporting requirement. Nearly 500,000 of the state's 3 million K-12 students attend private schools. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.